The grace and love of our Lord and Savior be with us always. Amen. The Word of God we want to consider today is again our epistle reading for this past Sunday, the third Sunday after Pentecost. We're looking at Galatians chapter 1, verses 11 to 24. In this section again, the Apostle Paul is talking about his conversion and the wonderful blessing that he had, that God reached out to him and grabbed him, snatched him away from unbelief in Satan and made him a believing child of God and an heir of heaven and a witness for the gospel. Paul wrote, "I want you to know, brothers, that the gospel I preached is not something that man made up. I did not receive it from any man, nor was I taught it. Rather, I received it by revelation from Jesus Christ. For you have heard of my previous way of life in Judaism, how intensely I persecuted the church of God and tried to destroy it. I was advancing in Judaism beyond many Jews of my own age and was extremely zealous for the traditions of my fathers. But when God, who set me apart from birth and called me by his grace, was pleased to reveal his Son in me so that I might preach him among the Gentiles, I did not consult any man, nor did I go up to Jerusalem to see those who were apostles before I was. But I went immediately into Arabia and later returned to Damascus. Then after 3 years, I went up to Jerusalem to get acquainted with Peter and stayed with him 15 days. I saw none of the other apostles, only James, the Lord's brother. I assure you before God that what I am writing you is no lie. Later I went to Syria and Cilicia. I was personally unknown to the churches of Judea that are in Christ. They only heard the report, the man who formerly persecuted us is now preaching the faith he once tried to destroy. And they praised God because of me." My dear friends in Christ, it really is a miracle that God can convert us, that he could convert the Apostle Paul and make us into believing children of God when we were destined to eternal punishment, but he made us heirs of heaven. And it's a miracle that God was able to teach Paul and that he's able to teach us his way of salvation. In our reading for today, it talks about one more miracle that God is able to perform, and that is the miracle that our Lord is able to work through us. That our Lord was able to work through someone like Saul, who formerly persecuted Christians. That our Lord is able to work through sinners like you and me to get his gospel message out. Our Lord is able to work through us, through you and me. The gospel message, it really is a priceless treasure. And it's really amazing when you think about it that God would entrust that priceless treasure to someone like Saul, the former persecutor of Christians, that he would entrust that gospel message to you and to me. And maybe a comparison we could think of there is, imagine a man who has a Rolls Royce or a Lamborghini, very expensive cars. Imagine that man entrusting the driving of those vehicles to his young child who has no experience driving and for that matter, maybe can't even see over the steering wheel. In a sense, when God works through us, when he entrusts his gospel message with Paul, with you and me, it's kind of along the same lines, but it's maybe even another sense a little more far-fetched. But God is willing to work through us to get his gospel message out. And, well, what a privilege it was for Paul, what a privilege it is for us. But when the Christians in the early church heard about Paul, the former persecutor of Christians, preaching the gospel like he was, well, they said, "The man who formerly persecuted us is now preaching the faith he once tried to destroy." those people. They praised God for the work that God was doing through Paul. And as we think about that, well, may God help us in our efforts to share Jesus with our family, friends, and our acquaintances so that people likewise praise God for the work God is able to do through you and me. The story is told that when Jesus ascended into heaven, the angels asked Jesus if he wanted them to go back to the earth to carry on his work. Jesus told them that he had left the apostles there to do that, and well, ultimately he leaves believers here on this earth after we're called to faith so that we can do his work as well. Well, the angels, when they heard that, they asked Jesus, what if they don't do the job? And in response, Jesus said, I have no other plan. Well, let's remember, though, that God's plan to work through the apostles and to work through us to get his gospel message out, it is an excellent plan. You and I, the Apostle Paul, all believers, we're people who know the grace and love of God. We know that we were destined to eternal punishment and now we're headed toward heaven. We're people who, because of appreciating what we have, are good candidates to be witnesses for getting the gospel message out into the world. Well, God's plan, an excellent one. He converted us. He taught us his plan of salvation, and he empowers us with his gospel so we can do his work. And again, that just motivates us to say, O Lord my God, how great thou art that you can do the things that you do with sinners like us. And now, doesn't our faith motivate us to thank God for making us his believing children and teaching us his ways? And doesn't our faith also motivate us to thank him for giving us the privilege of being his witnesses, his messengers into a sinful world? And well, when we consider everything that God has done for us, let's keep asking our God for his help so that we can be his faithful witnesses. And remember, our Lord is able to work through us, and through us, he can do some amazing things. And don't we want everyone to be blessed like we are by our gracious God? Our Lord, he is the great converter. He's called us to faith, and he wants to reach more and more souls with the gospel. And our Lord, he is able to and has taught us his plan of salvation so that he is able to work through us to get his gospel message out. And as the Lord worked through Paul to reach more and more souls with the gospel, so may he use us too, so that more and more people can know of his grace and love. Amen. Let's pray. Lord God, it was a miracle that you called Paul to be a believer and an apostle. It's a miracle that you called us to be your children as well. Thank you for being gracious and merciful to us, for rescuing us from the eternal punishment we deserve, so we can look forward to eternal life in heaven. Thank you for teaching us your way of salvation, and for always working to strengthen our faith in you, and for working through us to reach more souls with the message of Jesus. We pray in Jesus our Savior's name, amen. In the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God the Father and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you always, amen.